shortly, tax. Any tax questions with Roy Sanderson? But before that, Emily, you've got the real estate report.
Yes, joining us is Claire Parks from Ian Reid Byron Vendor Advocates. Hello to you, Claire.
Good morning, Emily, Darren. Hello.
Big clearance rate last week. What's going on? Mortgages are so expensive to service. Why such a big clearance rate?
Well, realestate.com have reported it at 60%. The REIB had it a little higher. And look, the discrepancy is essentially in reporting. So probably the most accurate is the 60%. Out of 693 auctions being reported. We had 285 sold at auction last week and 110 sold prior. So a little bit higher than we've had at that sort of 50% mark, it will take, over the past couple of weeks. So it's creeping up.
Yeah, sure. And the REIV had 83, so I thought, oh, wowza.
Yeah, that's high.
What's on this weekend?
So this week we're expecting 900 auctions in over 284 suburbs. Our top auction locations, Reservoir and Glen Waverley, each have 15 auctions scheduled. We've got Richmond with 13, and Woolert and Carnegie both have 11 scheduled.
We haven't been to Ashwood for the top house, so better take us there and fill us in.
Yeah,
unusual.
This is positioned just behind the Coles, and this is a big result. Woolworth in Ashwood, as we say. So the address is 5 Kennett Street in Ashwood. It's a single-level modern house. Now, get this. Two years ago, in 2022, the land sold for 1.1, but this four-bedroom, three-bathroom, two-car house just sold for $2.87 million. So, and there were five active bidders. So it was a well-pursued home, really lovely looking at the photograph. And as I say, single level, so capturing a huge buyer pool there and a big result, in my opinion.
Yeah, and they'll be really happy with that price, won't they?
Given what they paid.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Top apartment was scant on the ground with details, but you've got a little bit for us.
I do. So this was sold off market, which as a buyer advocate is my specialty. So I do wonder if it was an advocate that snatched this one up. So the address was 104 at 66-68 Waterloo Road in Northcote. Great street, great spot in Northcote. It was an apartment or townhouse, I guess, that kind of went over two stories. They wanted or were quoting 1.85 to 1.95, but they ended up selling it for 1.65. It sold under the hammer at an auction, and they had 60 groups through, so well attended, and it was purchased by someone who's going to live in it.
Yeah,
so,
beauty.
Yeah.
Bargain House is not a suburb. I'm not too proud to say I don't know where this suburb is, Claire.
Sure. So Alban Vale is positioned kind of just after St Albans and before Caroline Springs, if you can kind of picture that. So we're in the northwest, west more so, really, out there. So this was the address, 15A Guest Avenue, Alban Vale, was quoted 440 to 480, three bed, two bath, one car, newish sort of house, single level. It sold for $455 now. It was tenanted, but access was a little tricky. So they kind of, when they had someone interested, they sold it to them and kind of got everything to move on. So a reasonable result, I'd say.
Yeah, and bring us home with the bargain apartment. It had enough interest that they didn't have to go to auction.
Absolutely. So this bargain apartment was fixed at 79 Drew Street in Footscray. It's a 111 apartment, first floor. Did have a little balcony though, which is a little bonus for something like this. $250 to $270 was the quote. Sold it for $250. They sold it just before auction, and mostly first homeowners. A couple of investors had some interest, but it was sold to a first homeowner.
Good work, Claire Parks from Ian Reid Buyer and Vendor Advocates. Up next, Roy Sanderson.